We have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam. After a 66-54 victory over the Oakland Golden, are these Grizzlies Golden? They're Golden Grizzlies, right? On a Wednesday night here. I mean, hey, as Brad said, yeah, there's no value in winning these games by 30. So apparently there's a lot more value in winning them by 12. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm sure we'll get into that later on, but yeah, a nice little Wednesday non-con night here, guys. I'm sure we have a lot to get into after a 12-point win against Oakland. I will say last year we only beat them by 9 or by 11, excuse me. So a 1-point improvement, a 1-point improvement from last year.
Yeah, that was not like an aesthetically pleasing game of basketball to watch. I would say I feel a lot better because it was Oakland and they won against Kentucky last year.
Yeah.
Than I would if it was some other Horizon League team, you know. But
can you name another Horizon League team? Valpo? Is that
Valpo is in the Missouri Valley Conference now.
Yeah, idiot. Oh, Wright State.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm a casual. I'm getting showed up here. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The one point Kentucky, like you're saying, the 1 point improvement we had this year plus the Kentucky game of last year when it's a completely new team, even though it's the same coach, is meaning a lot to you, Johnny.
What I'm saying is I would feel way worse if it was.
But like the Kentucky thing, I feel like is irrelevant given that there's 13 new players on this
same
roster.
Coach, though. Same coach.
It's in their DNA.
It's
in their DNA. It's a completely new team on our side, too. So we could say the same thing.
Same coach, yeah. DGL.
I think you were right. We were on the right track. So let's compare DGL's stat line from last year.
Do you think he played in the game last year against Oakland? I'll pull that up right now.
Let me just say they do not have a Jack Golkey on that team.
Well, Jack Golkey didn't know he was Jack Golkey until he got to the tournament.
No, Jack Golkey was good. If you remember.
No,
Terrence guarded him that game and just completely let him get a shot off because they had played Ohio State right before they played us and it was like a very close game.
Dude, I love your brain, Johnny.
Insane.
DGL played 12 minutes, 0-for-3, 2 rebounds. Yeah, no points last year. In the Oakland game last year. So slight improvement this year.
I guess
year.
Everything's improving.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great game then.
Everything's trailing up. Can we talk about the whole there's no value in winning these games by 30? Can we talk about the Barter quote where he talks about, you know, you want games where you struggle early on, and I fully admit that Brad Underwood knows a lot more about basketball than I do, and I admit that Stephen Barter knows a lot more about playing basketball than I do. But if you guys had the option of beating Oakland by 30 and being a good enough team to beat Oakland by 30 or being a good enough team to beat Oakland by 12, which one do you guys want to pick?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Going to think we should probably win by 30. Oh, it's tough because
like
you get the learning experience. I think like if you're looking at it from Brad's point of view is he got to see who his crunch time lineup was.
Yeah, that was nice. As a viewer too, that was good to see.
As a fan.
I'm preparing myself
as a donor.
to be like, okay, so.
Not Jake White, okay.
Jake Davis, or
thank you.
Trey White, Jake Davis.
Trey
White was kind of invisible in the second half too.
He was.
But yeah, that was good to take it in. I mean, I think definitely you would rather win by 30. I mean, like Bill Connolly and Ken Pom say, it's like not necessarily who you play, it's how you play.
What do you mean by that?
What they mean is like you can take away from a team who plays a bad team if they beat them by 40. Like you can learn about versus a 1-point win against like a top 25 team. Hmm. Sometimes a win by 40 is more impressive against, let's say, in Oakland.
That's
There's
fair
that
enough.
like Evan Miyakawa stat about kill shots where like you want to go on these like consistent 10-0 runs and not let up these constant 10-0 runs. It's something that was thrown into our face a lot, maybe pre and post the UConn game last year. And like this is a type of game where we didn't probably have any kill shots versus the games before where we
We had
did
an
have kill
11-0
shots.
run. We got 11. I think we had an 11-0. Yeah, we got triple kill shot into the face against UConn, didn't we?
Yeah,
That would
yeah,
count as
yeah.
a triple kill right there.
That's like that old, like, if you had three bullets.
All three. Donovan Klingon takes all three to our
Yeah.
face right there. Absolutely, he does.
What I
Absolutely.
will say though, Maddie, is I do think our last game before Alabama, right? So
Yes.
I'm sure Brad is happy that he can basically spend the entire week being like, you guys played like crap. That was dismal performance. Now you're playing the number two team in the country. Like, you have to be so much better than that. Like,
Yeah, we had a week and a half of like Will Riley and draft boards, KJ draft boards, and those guys are
yes.
probably looking at those on Twitter, or whatever Lithuanian's version of Twitter is, and they
They
are looking.
probably
Probably
Twitter.
Twitter.
They call
Probably,
it X over there.
yeah, they
Yeah.
probably call it X over there, but they're probably looking at that. They were reading the clippings, and now Brad's like, "You're not that good yet." Like, how many turnovers did both of them have today? A lot. So I feel
Can
like, yeah, Maddie, what do you want to
well, we're
say?
just I there's not obviously not like a ton to talk about, but they talk about how KJ's like it was parents and like godparents, godmother were at the game, and I just find it like obviously you're there to watch your son, your kid, so you don't care who the opponent is, but I find it so funny that you're there for like the Oakland game of like, oh, you don't want to
So
come to like
random.
a Big Ten game, and like they don't know like what the big they don't know like Oakland, they don't you're, or Michigan State, or like they don't know what. It's like, what are you doing in ch like are you going to restaurants? Like I'm so interested when our in like when Georgie's mom would like come watch
Yeah.
him from Georgia. Like I'm just so
David,
interested
his
in like
brother. Yeah. His
yes,
brother.
in the
Yeah.
hospitality that like the city of Champaign-Urbana provides to like our international like parent guests like in the non-con. I'm just so
Well,
fascinated by that.
speaking of that too, can we get them some orange? Like, they're wearing just black sweatshirt. Like,
Nike,
let's get
yeah.
them some Illini stuff going on. That would be
That's
nice.
yeah.
Maybe it's a Lithuanian holiday right now.
I have Google alerts for that. Nothing came up today
Oh
though.
no, wait. Okay, Canadian Thanksgiving's in October, right?
Okay,
Okay.
got it. Well,
That.
next Wednesday we will have something to talk about no
Well,
matter what
no,
happens
that's
against
good. That's
Bama.
good because Will Riley's Canadian, so we're
Yes.
good there. But
Yes. It's
I mean,
late.
yeah, we d Josh did say we do need to have some Lithuanian food because it looked good, right? Like,
Yeah, that potato pancake that you sent us, Josh, did you want to pronounce that potato pancake that you sent us?
I'm good. If you Google Lithuanian food, it's the first thing that comes up. Okay, I'm on Global True Lithuania, as one does. And if you Google, well, if you Google their version of it, it says for Champaign-Urbana, it says there was little visible Lithuanian heritage at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, but that changed when Dick Buckus, who I'm assuming is Lithuanian, got a statue.
That is the Lithuanian heritage that stays. Is
I can't
Dick
tell if this is
Litho?
like a ChatGPT article or if it's like something real.
Is Dick Butkus Lithuanian?
The Allen linebacker stands for Lithuanian.
Is he? There's no way. He's from Chicago.
Yeah. His father John, a Lithuanian immigrant to Ellis Island, who spoke broken English, was an electrician and worked for yada yada yada.
Seems like KJ is gonna be the Dick Butkus of basketball.
That is awesome. I just love knocking people around. Love home.
All right, this is taking a turn.
I love doing my dick buckets. It's Oakland. We won by what do we want to what do we want to what what's
Okay,
a
well, there was one player who played well today. Tomislav
He did play well.
Ivicic. And that was nice. It seemed like the 2-3 zone was not our forte. And what the 2-3 zone tried to do was make us shoot like those floater mid-range shots. And in today's basketball, that's not a shot that most players are practicing, right? They're practicing threes, they're practicing like getting all the way to hoop. But thankfully, Tommy had some nice touch on those. It was good to see him play well. What do you have, like 26 and 4? Like, That one pass that Kasparis had to him at the end, that
That
was
was
sick.
sick.
That
That
was
was some cool.
awesome.
He did play well. He had
I mean,
20
there were a
points.
couple nice dunks by that one guy in Oakland.
We got bodied twice. We got po straight
Yeah.
up poster twice. That's a SportsCenter top 10. That might be number 7 and number 6 tomorrow morning on SportsCenter. Like
Yeah, I mean, as a daily SportsCenter top 10 watcher,
I was
I'll
gonna
keep you
say,
guys updated.
if we have any time before school starts tomorrow, before the bus, I might try to watch a couple minutes of SportsCenter before I have to get to school to see if I have a little time to see if we made it on the SportsCenter.
Sam or Josh, who was the person that had the Kylan Boswell take in the chat?
Aren't you in the group chat? Can't you
Josh.
see? It was me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Josh, go ahead and
So
defend yourself.
I'm not defending. I don't need to defend myself yet. Because I've been always right with people that I've not liked, so that's played in orange and blue, cough Georgie.
What a take
What are you
that
about to ask? Ask what you're
Are you
about to
about
ask.
to? No, just go on. Just go
No,
on.
ask your question so I
I
can
don't have a
defend
question today.
myself.
I
No,
just can't believe
explain the
it.
take to the listeners who
Yeah,
are not
no.
in our group text.
All the text was saying I haven't been impressed by Kylan so far in the orange and blue. It seems like his role would be our like either primary ball handler or someone who's like going to shoot threes and be consistent about it. I texted that earlier in the game. Sam wanted me to pay attention to his defensive side, which I wasn't, to be honest, and that I think he probably was playing great defense. And as the game went on, it was very clear that his defense was pretty valuable throughout many possessions. His hand was getting involved. But like for like the first 2.5 games of the season, like my initial just viewing of the team, like Kylan wasn't that impressive. And when you have KJ, Dre, Will Riley, like many guards who are
Humrick.
who Humrick House, he's not really a guard. He's not a
He's
guard.
shooting
But
threes.
like if you have KJ being the facilitator, what is then Kylan's role? And it might make sense to have a better scorer in the game if he's not going to be scoring.
Is he your best on-ball defender, though?
He could be, and that's the role that he kind of developed into it, like, or we saw a lot and needed to see a lot towards the end of the game. And so I flipped pretty quickly. I called myself an idiot by the end of the game.
Can you do it one more time? Just what did you call yourself?
I am idiot.
Good, thank you. Appreciate that. No, obviously, I think it's fair to say, like, offensively, he has not in the first 2.5 games, 3 games, not put up the offensive numbers that maybe he did or you anticipated him from Arizona. But like in terms of defense, like when we're like coming down the stretch in some of these Big Ten games, and you got to guard some of these Big Ten guards, like would you rather have Kylan or would you rather have like a freshman KJ guarding some of these guys? I think you want the experience of Kylan, and you saw he had some nice steals at the end there. So you put him in for defense at the end, and I assume that the offense will eventually find its rhythm. We're 3 games in.
Yeah, Sam, I know you sometimes in your life have been prescribed Adderall. Was Kylan's addiction to like swatting balls, was that like what it's like to be on Adderall? Because like there was that one possession where all he wanted to do was just like deflect the ball. Like it, and then there was that breakaway or like that fast break, and the guy is coming at him and he's so casual, and then boom, just swats the ball away. Like it seemed like in the last 10 minutes of the game, Kyle, the only thing he cared about on the court was just like, can I deflect the ball?
Fuck, now I wish I tried my hand at basketball while I was on it.
Yeah.
Maybe like you do feel locked in. So like I feel like if you just lock in on ball swatting, like yeah.
He was like
Josh is
hyper-focused
enjoying
on
this.
it.
He was hyper focused on it. He
Did you just
was his
did Johnny just HIPAA Sam right there?
I mean, it was actually Vyvanse, but maybe, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like when you get in the groove, like staying up late to study, like you just like it clicks. I think that's what he's going for. But yeah, he's only made I think like 1 2-point field goal in the first 3 games. So maybe, kind of keep that defensive energy and just kind of use that focus from the Adderall on the offensive end as well.
Is that a banned substance? Are you allowed to Adderall in college
I think
basketball?
Alshon
Is it prescribed?
Jeffrey Alshon Jeffrey once got suspended for it.
Yeah,
That was like,
the Seahawks did it a lot,
yeah,
but
that's the NFL though.
yeah,
Did
I
they get
don't
in trouble
know.
for it?
Like, if you truly have a prescription for it, I feel like it should be fine. But
Yeah, but you can, they can probably get someone to prescribe it to them if they
yeah.
want it in the college and the pros at that level.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
I mean, like, if they need a prescription, they, like, you know, a doctor, you know, they can get someone to prescribe it for them. These are
But
the guys. This is the best. This is
this
probably our
is
second best
no,
Oakland episode.
I guarantee you no other podcast is kind of is getting into this territory. We're not afraid to go
This
there.
is our second best Oakland episode. This has got to be our second best Oakland episode.
But I do
For sure.
remember Kylan's draft stock last year. He was like projected to be like a late first round pick, and what some of the analysts were saying was like he's a great perimeter player offensively, but doesn't really like finish at the rim. And then I think that continued to happen, and then he ultimately like was not really a true prospect and obviously transferred here. So something to take note of to your point, Sam, of like he's had 1 2-point field goal. Hopefully he starts driving the lane. But I think like our expectations of him were so high. And maybe when we think of him, we think about like that was the 5-star player. And like maybe he's gonna end up being like the fourth or fifth best guy on our team. And like that's still solid. So
But is that more of like an indoctrination on the team itself more than Kylan, right? The depth of the team
yeah, exactly. Hopefully.
than his talent, right?
Exactly.
As
I
you
mean,
know,
when you have multiple guys right now in mock drafts, like
right?
that's a good sign.
And maybe that means Kylan has to stick around a little longer. Like,
Exactly.
oh
Would
no,
hate to see him next
would hate
year.
to see you in the orange and blue again, buddy. Like, would
The
love to see you again in the orange and blue.
NCAA, the NCAA is like, would hate to see you in the orange and blue again, Tomislav.
Yeah.
Get that checkbook
3 years.
out.
Yeah.
Get that
Yeah.
checkbook.
Make sure to donate to your favorite charity,
It has become my life's mission to figure out what charity they made him donate to. I need to know. I need to know.
The
Yeah, is
NCAA
that the charity? We
is
have
the
I have to know. Have we like talked about that on the podcast yet, of like the absurdity of that? Like, why does the NCAA, why do they need something in return to make him eligible? They're like, we'll do you this favor, big dog, but like we really need something in return, my guy. Like, I don't know. I guess if you just give up a year of eligibility and donate some money, like, well, I guess we'll let you. Like,
What's like a
That's
what's
like
like an
the
equivalent? Yeah, like what's an equivalent that's
it's
not college
equivalent
ready?
of like an NBA trade where they throw in a second round pick. Like it's like, and we'll donate to charity.
But why does the
And like
NCAA care? Like, what is it doesn't the NCAA doesn't they only benefit from making him
it
bill
really
like
seemed like they were negotiating against the NCAA here. They're like,
yes.
we'll give up a year of eligibility and we'll give some charity. Like
But why would they not want him play? Like, what does the NCAA lose by giving up or allowing him to be eligible?
it makes no sense.
I need another charity.
Like 3 years versus 4 years of eligibility. Like you're either eligible or you're ineligible.
I feel like the charity might make more sense as just the punishment, and then you still have 4 years.
It's very important that he holds on to that, like if he got an email after he donated charity, that is tax deductible. So he should hold on to that, you know, when we, you know, we get a roll into tax season here, he can deduct that from
But
his
like, wait, going back to it, like 4 years, taking away that year of eligibility, that's like de-incentivizing the college aspect of NCAA. Like he now has to graduate in 3 years and get
Very
his
true.
degree if he was going to stay for 3 years.
I have a
It makes
crazy.
more sense
That's a
to
good
donate
point.
charity money that you earned while playing professionally overseas and then just being like, okay, I'm going to go back to amateur status, but now I have to just pay back the money that I earned, which I'm now allowed to earn money through NIL.
Are you sitting down, Josh? Are you sitting down?
No. I'm gonna, should I stand?
I stand up, then sit down. I'm not quite sure the NCAA cares about the whole student athlete thing as much as they
No, it's a college, national college.
Yeah, athlete student. So yeah, I don't know if they really care that much, to be totally honest with you. But it is going to be my life's mission to figure out what charity, if it's the last thing I do on this earth, I will figure out. I guess I could just we can we ask him? Can we somehow ask Robert to ask in a press conference, maybe like, hey, Tomislav, like, what kind of charity was it, like a local or kind of. So we'll figure it out. But these are the important Oakland questions that we're asking.
Did we ever find out if we know what KJ's voice sounds like? Have
No,
we
why?
seen an interview with him? I asked you guys, like, have you found
Yeah,
out about him?
I don't know if I've heard it.
I don't think I've heard it yet either. Maybe probably soon
Sounds
enough. I care more about that
Lithuanian.
than the charity. Okay, we all have a very niche interest this season. Josh wants to know what KJ's voice sounds like. Probably we'll figure that out really soon. I want to
No,
know the
no.
charity. Sam, Johnny, do you have a really niche Illinois basketball interest this season that you really need to like? You have a bone to pick. You really need to find out this like niche bit of information before the season's over.
Yes. I was looking up Tomislav's international stats with SC Derby the other day
Yeah.
for the last 3 years, and he only played like 15 minutes a game and averaged 7 points. So my question is, did he develop a lot because he's very young? Is this league better than the Big Ten? Because these guys are I need to know what happened there. Like, how do you go from that?
I think I did some research when we got him. I'm pretty sure he played like Frank Kaminsky. Like he was playing against men in this league.
Was he?
Yeah,
That's
like
interesting.
there were a few games that were just like guys in their late 20s that Tomislav was playing against. Because I think he played really well on like the whatever the Croatian national team, that sort of circuit. And
Yeah.
then he was like a role player on this true professional team where like Brandon Paul might have played Brandon Paul.
Well, Brandon Paul has
What?
played every person on the face of the earth.
Wait, that is
Yeah.
such a mind fuck though, where it's like this guy's playing against like dudes that have played like 4 years of college, have played several years of like pro ball, and then he's like unprofessionaling, if that's a
Yes.
word, and going
Yes.
down to amateur.
That's why he has to donate.
That
Yeah, well,
is.
that's a year of his eligibility was playing as Brandon Paul, who graduated from Illinois 12 seasons ago.
Will Riley was
The
probably
12-13
Will
season was
Riley was
Brandon Paul's
seven.
last year.
No, Will Riley was five.
That
I
is.
think Riley was born in 2006. Yeah.
What?
You said that Brandon Paul's last year was 12 years ago.
2012-2013 season.
So yeah, he was seven.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Breaking news,
Math.
kids.
And Tomislav, I'm pretty sure Tomislav played against him.
That's just wow. College basketball has it's changed, hasn't it, in these last couple of years? And I think there are very few teams, aside from Illinois, that have done a good job in adjusting as Illinois has. But finally, we take a break from the cupcakes here, I'll call it, and we finally take a look to number two Bama next Wednesday at this time. That should be fun. What are we not what are we looking for, but are we like expecting to at least stay close? I mean, I'm not going to say we're certainly not going to be favored. We probably should be a pretty heavy underdog in this on the road, number two. This is your first real test.
Yep, Johnny, what do the numbers say?
What are the numbers? We're crunching the numbers real quick, Johnny. What are we looking at here?
Give me a minute.
Oh boy, the phone's gonna.
Did you guys, in the meantime, did you see what Nato had said about Mackey?
No.
Mackey Arena?
This is actually the only time I'll give Purdue credit. He was like, they have great fans there. So, the fact that it's a sellout isn't necessarily just because of us.
Yeah.
I was
It's
like, okay,
it's
that's a fair.
actually not at all. It's actually not at all because of you.
Correct.
It's how many Tuscaloosans are going up to Purdue on Saturday? Probably.
Johnny, by the
I guess what's
way,
the point of what he's trying to say there?
I
I
like I
like
don't know. I think he
to,
I don't
Purdue
know.
always has sellouts.
Exactly. And they have a better program than him, unfortunately.
Not even close. That's not even close. Josh, look at the last 15 years.
No, look at the last 2 years.
Wait,
We made the Final
national
Four.
championship?
Yeah,
Two
but
Final Fours.
yes, but if
Don't
we
make
look
me
at,
defend Purdue.
I'm not trying to, but over the
Yeah,
last 15,
seriously.
no, I don't want to defend Purdue either, but over the last 15 years, in what's his face's entire, in Matt
I
Painter's
know.
entire tenure,
Fine, program, sure, but like.
we're about the program here. We're not about 2 years. Like, we're the winningest program in the Big Ten in the last 5 years. I don't, what is this, the History Channel?
You're the
I
one
want to.
saying it.
Anyways, what are the numbers, Johnny?
84-79, according to Ken. So he
Oh.
has them winning by five,
Okay.
gives us a 31% chance of winning.
Okay, but here's something about that the numbers actually don't say is that it is it's probably calculating it as a neutral site game, but it's in
Yeah, I
Alabama,
think
so it's
it's
not.
semi-neutral is what he has it as.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know
What
that
does
was a
that mean,
thing.
semi?
Semi away, yeah.
What is
He has
semi?
classifications.
What's the
Interesting. Like
difference? It's not in their home arena, but it's in, it'd be like us playing
Played at the
Dayton at the
United
United
Center,
Center.
yeah.
Yeah.
Ah,
But wait,
okay.
okay, I have a question just so
Don't
that
disrespect my boy Ken like that,
I'm
Josh.
not, I would never, I would never. It's the
No,
jazz. It's
wait,
the
I have a
jazz.
question
It's the
just so
jazz.
I do have a question though. So, Connecticut played today in Hartford. Do they get like semi, who did they
I'll
play?
get you an answer on that. Yeah.
I'm just trying to like compare apples to apples
Anyways,
here.
while Johnny gets that
He called
answer.
that a home game. He called that a home game.
So is there's probably like a
Connecticut is
mileage.
playing Gonzaga. That is going to be a semi-home game when they play in December 14th. I don't know where they're playing now.
I wonder how many points that like is that just like does that change it by a point for him? How does that?
Football, it's three, but I don't know the basketball equivalent.
Oh wow, he's calling UConn at Gonzaga at MSG a semi-home game for them.
I could, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, which rewrite the record books versus Illinois at the Boston TD Garden semi-home game. Kind of unfair.
Oh,
Kind of, it's
wow.
supposed to be a neutral site.
Wow. I'm getting semi excited just thinking about all these non-conference
It's
games right now that
Okay,
that
what
we've
did you want to talk about the game, Maddie?
Oh wait, also Sam, we're about to interject. Going back to our conversation about Ivicic, he also played against one of your favorite Big Ten players of all time, Yogi Ferrell.
Oh, God. The
Yes,
Indiana alum?
the Indiana
The
alum.
former Dallas Maverick.
Yes.
I was just, Frank Kaminsky led the league in true shooting percentage last year. So yeah, he's playing against some legit guys. It's kind of crazy.
How
And
old's
one of
Frank
his,
Kaminsky? How old's Frank Kaminsky?
I mean, he's basically our age. He's probably a year or two older than us.
My God.
He
He's
one of,
31. Oh, he's way older.
oh,
You just
okay. Wow,
aged
he's way
us.
older.
People are going to be
Wow.
so confused.
Yeah.
I'm 22.
yeah. But also, one of Tomislav's teammates was Aubrey Dawkins, who played
No,
at Michigan. Yeah. Yeah.
did Dan
Michigan.
Dockich talk about, I feel like I can hear Dan Dockich talk about him, like in his, did he
Yes,
talk?
yeah. There was one game where Michigan, like Aubrey Dawkins, just torched us.
You know
And
what? It
Dan
was.
Dockich always talked about Mark Dinnell or whatever his name was on Michigan, because him and Mav Morgan played for Dan
Yes,
Dockich on that same
that was
AMU
an
team.
auto
Yeah.
bingo card for Dan Dockich right there. Just every time that would be mentioned right there. Huh.
Aubrey, he was he on the UCF team that almost
He
beat Duke?
was. He
And
was.
his dad went to Duke, I believe, and his brother
Johnny Dawkins.
Christian, yeah, his
Yeah.
brother Christian played at
Oh,
Duke, so
boy.
there's
Special interests.
we're deep
Yeah.
into the internet right
We're
now.
just, like I said, our second, this is our second best Oakland podcast, and we didn't record an Oakland podcast after the game last year. So just to qualify.
Our best Oakland podcast will be the next one.
Yeah. Oh, please don't tell me we play them again next year. I don't think we can do a post Oakland podcast next year. We have to retire the post Oakland podcast after tonight. Anything else? Because we're finally turning our attention to some big boy games here next Wednesday night. We're definitely gonna pod win, lose, or draw next Wednesday night. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about. I feel like next Wednesday night will be a nice little information gathering game. Whatever happens, we'll definitely learn a lot about the team next week.
I guess before we get into that game, is there like any other big takeaways that other people have just about this team? Are they enjoying watching?
Oakland or?
Yeah, sorry, I should have mentioned. Yeah,
I'm having a
Oakland.
good time watching. Yes, thank you.
Does it feel weird with like all these new players?
Does it feel weird? A little bit, but
Yes.
it's just, like once you just don the orange and blue jersey, like it doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 20 minutes or 3 seasons. Like, I love you. I love you if you're in the jersey. So it doesn't make any difference to me.
And then once you
It's,
leave.
I forget your name.
Yeah.
Don't even
It is
try.
weird.
It's
I
great.
feel like there are certain guys who I'm like used to watching, and there are other guys who I'm still getting adjusted to. Like, for whatever reason, Merez wearing 21 is throwing me off. Like, maybe it's just because that was Kofi's number, but like, there are certain guys I'm like, okay, it makes sense to me. Same thing with like Humrikow's wearing 3. That's taking me a little bit of time to adjust to not being Marcus Domas. But it's a learning process. It's a viewing
We're
process.
all in it together.
It's preseason for the fans too. You know what they say. We say that we say that one till April.
Yes. And
Why would you confuse Humrikas with Marcus Damask?
no, I'm saying I don't. I'm saying like I'm still getting used to someone else wearing that number. That's what I'm saying.
Who wore number 3 before Marcus? Who wore 2 times ago?
Grandy, right?
Um, oh, good call.
yeah,
Was there
yeah.
anyone in
He was.
between Grandy and them?
He only
Whoa.
knows that because he does flashcards before the season.
That
It's a
Quizlet, I don't
Quizlet,
know. Okay.
yeah.
Oh,
There's a
before
sport
that
called.
was what number was Tayshaun? Was
Tayshaun
he
might have
three?
been
I
three.
think Tayshaun was, but there had to have been a number 3 in between that as well. Tayshaun was like our time. Right? Did we overlap with Tayshaun a little bit?
Yeah, he was
We
there while we played.
Because he
Did,
was a gross
but
guy. Yeah, he was a
I
gross
was
guy.
three on
Wow.
UW Milwaukee.
He was. I remember that when he took that official visit up to UWM. That was big for him.
I
That was
mean, there
huge.
wasn't
In
a
the
ton of
Horizon
over.
League. There we go. There we go.
Yeah, there's the circle. We can end
There we go. We did
it.
it. We did
Yeah.
it. We did it. Whoa, we did it. There we go. Ooh. That is impressive stuff, boys. UW UW Mercy. Your University of De right? U
Detroit
University
Mercy.
Detroit Mercy? Yeah, Detroit Mercy. Horizon League.
Can't remember.
Actually, though, there might not have been any number three in between Tejan and Grandy because Grandy sat out a year and then he played what 21, 22. So, like, they're yeah. Also, has there ever been a seven?
I
Like,
don't
Will
think so
Riley
because
wearing seven? Yeah.
it's a weird number.
Couldn't
Couldn't you
Yeah.
not wear above 5 before for like a long time?
Yes.
I can't. Yeah, it's such a weird number on a jersey. It's such a.
Wait, what do you mean you? I don't know this rule. What rule is that?
You're supposed to only wear like 0 through 5 so that when the refs are indicating like who the foul was on, they can use both of their hands.
Got it. Guys, there was someone between Tayshaun and.
Kipper! Kipper!
No,
Kipper!
Kipper
No.
was number 2.
Yeah.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Walk on.
Oh, Tyler Underwood.
No, he was
No.
32, which that's another one. Seeing Barris
Oh, is it?
in 32, I'm like, it's Tyler
Is it the
Underwood.
wedding of the year?
No, he
Wedding
was
of the
like
year?
45.
The wedding of the year?
Camillus, I was thinking.
Oh. Yeah, I heard some rumors about that one.
Do you
That was
want it?
awesome.
No, not yet, not yet.
Okay,
It's
we'll cut
after
up.
Tejan. It's
We'll cut
after
all this
Tejan.
out.
Yeah. It's about
Guys.
like 2018,
Guys,
2019, 2019.
you gotta remember we're not hanging out the four of us right now. We're recording a podcast, so we can't do this for the next 40 minutes like we usually. Just for the people who are listening, we frequently do this with the four of us, but one of us will ask a sports question that we have the answer to, and we'll spend the next 90 minutes just trying to like figure it out. Like the
There's
four of us
someone
were
yelling. There's
the
someone
four
yelling so hard who this is right
the
now.
the the four of us were we're in
Just give us 10 minutes. Just give
we're
us
in
10 minutes.
Oregon a few weeks ago, and
If
we
you're
spent
still here though,
6 hours
Casey.
trying to name Oregon
Yes,
players. Who?
Johnny got it.
Casey.
Drew. Oh my God.
Drew Case or Drew Casey?
Case.
I thought it was. Oh, is it?
He's listening.
Yeah,
There's just
we'll
no way.
edit that one out in post-production.
I'm not editing that out, Johnny.
No,
Nothing's getting edited. This
that
is everyone
was
knows that the
a
Oakland episode is always one take. We always do the Oakland episode in one take. That's just a tradition that we have. We always do that.
I ended shortly so that we can cut
This was
it.
fun. All right. So, what ended up happening tonight? Oh, that's right. We won. We beat Oakland. I know we
Which, for the
barely.
record, Minnesota lost to North Texas. And you
They
know who's
did.
on North Texas?
Drew Casey.
Anthony
Manny
Higgs.
Sissoko.
Is he?
Yeah.
How did he end up there?
I don't know. I was looking at that box score and I saw M. Sissoko and I was like,
How many years has he
man,
been
like his seventh
playing?
year. That guy only wears green.
Wait. Mati Sissoko? It says he's currently, I Googled him, it says he's on Cal.
Yeah.
What? Is there a different M. Sissoko? Okay.
No. I mean, who's
Okay.
updating his Wikipedia page, to be fair?
Michigan State 2020 through 2024 and 2024 through present California Golden
Oh
Bears.
yeah, that's a different M.
Ooh.
Sissoko.
But
Who's
how is
editing
Mati
his
who's Mati Sissoko still playing?
Wikipedia? There's about to be a new entry about some sort of assault on a player.
How is he still playing? That is unbelievable. I feel like he was 19,
Famously
ooh,
known
19 in the
for assaulting Io DeSumo.
infamously known for.
Infamous.
Thank you.
And not receiving
Infamously.
a flagrant too.
That
By the
was
way, on
bogus.
ESPN, I'm trying to check the Washington score because they're obviously playing Seattle Pacific. Everyone knows that, and they don't come up under the Big Ten. We got some work to do.
They're up 10. They've stormed back against Seattle Pacific Falcons. Logo, no logo.
Shoot, out hot.
All right. Fun episode, boys. Always fun when you can go to 3-0 on the season. Three more wins until bowl eligibility. All right, guys. We'll catch you next Wednesday night on the next episode of the Boardroom ILL.